Full Immersion Communication Technology, Part 3. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see, these systems are part of my daily life up here. I strongly suggest you watch my previous videos about Taijiten quantum holographic computer technology, and the first and second parts of full immersion communication, if you haven't already, as it directly connects with today's subject, also because full immersion technology needs an enormous amount of computer power. I'd like you to know where it is coming from. Full immersion communication technology is no other than virtual reality, but taken to its ultimate and most advanced form, and it is so advanced that it is indistinguishable from reality itself. This system allows the user or users to have a full experience as if he or she had been transported to another place using a portal, without leaving the safety and comfort of their homes or starship, as is the case with me. This next technology is also in operation here in Starship Talika, and it is the one I used when I went to Tema, as I described in one of my past space news videos, and not the older version I described in the second part. The quantum holographic computer is the key to the most advanced version of this communication technology, and although it still uses coded lepton muons, as I explained above, it no longer needs primitive lenses as such to project an image onto the interior of a spherical room. This next generation system still uses a spherical drone in the faraway location to provide real-time sensory data to be recreated by it for the user, but the drone is also a lot more advanced. Unlike the drone in the older version of this system, the state-of-the-art drone does not pick up visual data using optical cameras. What it does is chart the entire area using frequency mapping technology, which is the same one used by starships to know the exact vibratory matrix of an area the starship is moving through. This is explained in detail in my past videos about stellar navigation, but in short, highly sophisticated instruments of the interferometer family map an area using only the energetic values, that is, the values of vibration and frequency of the objects, the matter in an area and the mathematical relationship between them all. In simpler words, the sensors feed data to the computer, not in visual terms such as a digital camera does, but rather it gives the computer a super detailed map of all the mass and energy in an area, and how the components interact with one another. The sensors see the area's mass and energy values, and sends the data to the computer who will translate it back into something understandable by a biological person and its 5 or 6 body senses. The super powerful computer knows all the exact vibratory qualities of all the particles that make up matter, and as picked up by the sensors in the drone, or also using the values it has stored in its memory, for the recreation of a real faraway landscape or scene, or for the creation of an imaginary world. The user will interpret this as a super high-resolution 3D, multiple sensory data generating, super high-resolution tactile hologram. The computer will project a super high-energy and super high-vibration hologram around the user or users. This hologram is not only an image, because what it is generating is a temporary illusion of hard matter. This means that the user has full experience as if he or she was really there. There is no matter as such. Matter is just an illusion. It is the value we give potential energy, with our consciousness, and with our perception agreements. Everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies, and those can be emulated by the computer using super high resolution and super high energy holograms. This emulation is the one the computer uses to generate a remote experience for the user. Using further examples, This is the very same super high-resolution hologram technology which is also used to generate an object using a replicator machine, or to print something on the ground with a tractor beam, which is nothing else but more of this high-intensity holographic technology. And it is also the same super high-resolution holographic technology used in full-immersion medical pods, as it is the means to guide stem cells to take their new correct places in the body it is reconstructing, or healing. The stem cells will clump together in the areas of more energy, as dictated by the super high-resolution hologram of the patient's body, where the hologram is the body of the user, but at its very best, when he or she was at its best health. The hologram of the patient's body is superimposed onto his or her actual damaged body, forcing cells to conform to the holographic shape and data, therefore healing the subject. In other words, the quantum holographic computer generates a high-energy and high-intensity hologram that is so intense and accurate it also emulates the qualities of matter itself, and the user has no way to tell the hologram from real life as the sensory data is the same. The hologram is so accurate that it no longer generates and holds only visual data. It also generates all the information and all that is necessary to envelop and stimulate all the user's senses. This system is so advanced that it no longer needs wind and temperature generators, nor does it need complicated and obsolete chemical dispensers to emulate smells. All those described in my past video, the second part of this series, are things of the past, and are only on board Starship Talika because she is 89 years old, in Earth years. This system is so advanced that it no longer needs a special room. The computer can generate it all, wherever you are, while inside the starship. This is done because it uses its gravity generators and shield harmonics, aimed at the specific location the user is physically at. The gravity generators are the mechanisms that counteract an area's gravity field, enabling a ship to levitate and maneuver. They are found all over the ship, and in critical areas of it, and they are precise enough to generate high-resolution fields of energy onto a specific area in the ship, for example around the user of this communication and virtual reality system, as they can focus the energetic field they are generating into any part inside the starship. The computer aims the specific point of focus of the gravity generators onto the user, surrounding him or her with the hologram effect that generates all the experimental data, visual touch, taste, temperature, texture, and sound. This system no longer uses optical lenses, or only as part of the sensor recovery of data from the spherical drone at the target location, but only as part of its contrasting and verification mechanisms, as what it sends is only mass and energy values, as I described above. What the computer imposes onto the subject is a high energy field that has all the minute subfields inside that main one, and each field holds the exact vibration and frequency that emulates the desired effect and stimuli upon the user, and those stimuli include what the user will experience as visual, sound, or other biological body sensory data. There is no hologram as it is understood on Earth. The user is inside a super-controlled and super-detailed group of energy fields, all changing and dancing around him or her, which provides the experience of being somewhere else. As the user is inside this super-controlled group of energy fields, it is also suspended in that field, so walking, running, or using any vehicle will never make the user physically move around the real location he or she is in, any more than simple moving its real body accordingly to what he or she is experiencing, but with no real locomotion. This is the same system the computer uses to create an avatar for you to interact with, representing it, and not simply talking to a voice that is coming from simple speakers, or an image on a primitive computer screen. This system works by manipulating the precise frequencies and vibrations around the user, which create the illusion of being in a real-world material place, which is indistinguishable from a real-life experience. For all that counts, the user is really in the location he or she is experiencing, and as the special drone is physically there in real life, it will transmit the data that is surrounding it. This plus the high-energy, ultra-high-resolution hologram the drone itself is creating will give the people around the user the illusion of a real person walking and talking beside them, sharing their experience. As the drone is also projecting a high-energy field of controlled specific frequencies and not only the visual hologram of the faraway user, the real people in the faraway location can also touch the user, as the high-energy hologram will provide them with sensory data. An object that is handled to the remote user can also be literally picked up, as it will be suspended in the high-energy field that is also using anti-gravity controlled vectoring, as if the faraway user was really holding the object in his or her hands. In other words, the real world surrounding the special drone will be transmitted in full detail via lepton muon technology, far away, and to the computer near the real physical user, which will recreate the world around him or her with nauseating detail. While in reverse, the computer will send what the user is doing to the little drone, which will print a high-energy hologram of the user right there, effectively inserting him or her in the real-world environment the drone is in, and with full interactive capacity. I must insist that it is not only a lighting hologram effect like those found on Earth, it is a group of countless energy subfields clumped together that generate the effect of hard matter in a field, and that effect includes visual characteristics, as well as all the other ones. When this technology is being used from starship to starship, the little drone is no longer necessary, as the systems in both starships both detect and send the sensory data of the user and of the area surrounding him or her to the other starship that is doing the same. This is also the case for any installation or building which has this technology installed inside it. On any faraway planet, no drone is necessary, as the building's sensory setup will provide transmit, receive, and generate the data as a starship does. Thus, leaving the drone only as an auxiliary piece of equipment, necessary only when the user needs to go outside in the wilderness, it is necessary only in places that do not have this technology inbuilt into it, such as older buildings or houses, because this system is available to the public in all Taygeta, and is as commonly used there as a laptop is on Earth. This technology can generate the full illusion of having gone through a wormhole, and it is extremely useful in maintaining the mental health of people who are far away from their homes and loved ones. This is especially useful for starship crews that are away from home for months or years, as it lets them interact with their families back home, exactly as if they were actually there. It can also generate an experience of a walk on a beach on a tropical island, for leisure. It is so advanced that it can recreate any place, like a beach, in full detail, including every little grain of sand, and how it moves through the user's fingers, while also providing the effect of sea breeze and salt water smell, the warmth of the afternoon sun on your skin, and seagulls above. All your senses cannot tell this technology from a real experience. And as your experience is what counts, and is reality for you, then you can imagine all the applications for this technology, and all the ramifications, including the spiritual and ethical ones. When you come to understand this technology, you come to see that it's not as hard to understand as you would think. It all boils down to having a super powerful computer, which is connected to a precision high energy field generator, with multiple subfield frequency variation capacities. I must also state that the super high energy field the user is immersed in is carefully designed not to harm the user's biology or personal vibratory field, and this is done by using higher frequency field ranges than the one of the user, leaving him or her in a high vibration environment that not only does not hurt the user, it also elevates and stimulates positive vibe and good feelings. This in a similar way as what is also experienced by the positive charges found near a waterfall, for example. Before I finish for today, I want to express my frustration with trying to compress super high technology into a few words for a 20-minute or so video. I'm also aware that I used the word gravity again when I said I wouldn't. But I feel I had no choice because as I was describing other very complicated things, and if I didn't use the word gravity, it would have been even harder to understand for the public. But I am using gravity here only as the force of movement that causes things to fall, and nothing else. I could have used a different wording such as the vector of movement of the flow of consciousness, or something like that, but then my text would be terribly hard to understand, and it is difficult enough as it is. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.